T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome to Sports Radio 92.9 The Game's weekly forum that connects the sports landscape to causes closest to our hearts. Keeping the pulse of the community, it's Sports in the City with your host, Larisha Harris.
It's Sports in the City. I'm your host, Larisha Harris. And like always, I'll bring you the latest of what's happening in the Atlanta sports community. I have a very special guest joining me to start off today's show. Everybody knows exactly who he is. He's the midfielder for Atlanta United, Julian Gressel. Thank you for joining me in the studio this morning.
No problem. Appreciate it. Awesome to be here.
Yeah, so we are here to talk about something that you are getting ready to take part in. Gressel Mania Golf Classic, happening September 3rd in Duluth. Before you give details on the Golf Classic, let everyone know where Gressel Mania comes from. I think I have a clear understanding, just being a fan, and of course it comes from the fans, but let everyone know where the name Gressel Mania comes from and why you decided to include this or make this the name of your golf classic.
It's pretty simple explanation, to be honest with you. It was just, created by Atlanta United soccer fans. And, since I got drafted here 2.5 years ago now, we started playing. I was playing right away, and I guess that's just a nickname the fans came up with for me. And now I started this year just really start branding it a bit more, and it's kind of stuck with me over the past 2 years. And now we're trying to get some good from it, in terms of obviously putting together this golf classic. And it's a pretty recognizable brand right now for me, so that's why we kind of just took it and used it for a good cause.
Just ran with it. I like it. So, Gressel Mania Golf Classic, September 3rd at TPC Sugarloaf in Duluth, Georgia. Why golf?
I'm a big golfer. I just like playing it as a little getaway from soccer. Obviously we're very busy during the season, and you need to have your balance and your timeouts sometimes. And golf really is that for me, where I can go away on the course and just spend a few hours, maybe not a whole 18 holes, but, maybe hit the range here and there and maybe play around here and there. So it's really just that. So I've just, really enjoyed the game. And now I kind of wanted, to do a golf tournament, just because I've noticed that there hasn't been any really related to Atlanta United and related to soccer. And that's why it's my passion. So I just figured it'd be an easy fit for me to kind of start something like that.
So if you had to grade yourself on the golf course, 1 to 10, 10 being the best, 1 being the worst, what would it be?
So 10 is like Tiger Woods?
10 is good. Tiger Woods, yes.
I'm pretty decent, so I'd give myself probably like a 7 or 8, I guess.
That's pretty high, though.
Yeah, I have around a 1 handicap, so pretty good golfer, but it's not really all about that. It's just for me to get out and be able to play. And like I said, balance, get myself some balance, and get away from soccer and everything else, to really just enjoy those moments on the course and just enjoy a different kind of sport.
So when did you know that golf was your second love?
So I actually started pretty late playing golf. I didn't start until I was about 14, 15 years at home. Yeah, you hear that. Obviously, golfers start from very, very young ages. My mom would never actually let me play back in Germany, because she obviously had to drive me to soccer practices already 4 or 5 times a week, and didn't want to drive to the golf course as well. So I had to wait and be really patient. It's really tough as a 13, 14-year-old to do that. I kind of stuck with it, and I annoyed her so long and so much that finally she gave in and she drove me, and now she plays golf herself. So
nice.
I got the whole family started. So that's kind of when it started. And then I kind of just, obviously played a lot of soccer, and then kind of just stuck with it and kept playing golf here and there. And now ever since I obviously came to Atlanta, there's so much good golf here And obviously the weather is always really, really nice, sometimes even too hot. so I've been, just been able to play a bit more than what I did in college and all that. So it's just, been growing as a passion of mine.
So with this soccer tournament or classic, you guys are partnering with Soccer in the Streets. I told you off the air, I've had those guys come in and we've talked about that foundation quite a lot and a lot of the things that they're doing around the city, especially with the soccer fields right next to the MARTA stations, knowing that they're trying to have that availability for children. Is that one of the reasons why you wanted to make sure you included them in this classic?
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, I over the last 2 years, I got in touch with them through Atlanta United and through, you know, kind of having public appearances through the club. So at first I was out at one of those station soccer pitch opening ceremonies. I was invited to be one of the players to come out and open those pitches and play some soccer with the kids and really meet the people that are behind it all and really make a difference in the city. And I always thought it was a great cause, and it obviously grows the game of soccer quite a bit. And, you know, they obviously help the kids quite a bit as well. So it was just a great fit, and I couldn't be more excited to have this, you know, all of these proceeds go to them and really help them open another soccer pitch throughout Atlanta.
And that's directly how they will benefit from your golf classic.
Yes. So all proceeds will go to Soccer in the Streets and to the Station Soccer Project, which will help open another station soccer pitch near the Eastlake MARTA station.
Oh, nice. Yeah. That's a nice one. LaRisha Harris, if you're just joining us, Julian Gressel, midfielder for Atlanta United, in the studio with me, and we're talking all about his first annual Gresselmania Golf Classic. We know that this will directly benefit Soccer in the Streets in hopes of getting them another station soccer field very soon, sometime in the near future. What all can people expect when if they can come to this golf classic? Is it open to the public? Can they come?
Yeah, so obviously we're still looking for sponsors and for people to come out with us and to enjoy the day with us. It's going to be a fun day. You know, that's really what I want from it. I just want to have a good time on the course. We'll play a scramble format and, you know, just enjoy it, get some low scores going and have a bunch of different contests throughout the course as well. Like Mercedes-Benz was kind enough to do a hole-in-one sponsorship. So if
cool.
You come out and hit a hole-in-one on the right hole, you get a Mercedes for free. We have a long drive contest. Kudos to PGA Tour Superstore. You know, they've donated quite a bit. And so there's a bunch of different contests happening. And even if you don't play golf, we will have a post-golf dinner party where, you know, we take a certain amount of limited signups where people can just come out and spend a couple hours, you know, on the course and watch and then eat some food after and just hang out and talk and maybe do some, silent auction items and just kind of get to know the players and, you know, kind of me and kind of what Soccer in the Streets is all about.
So you're saying this is also like a meet and greet with you, with Julian Gressel?
Yeah, I mean, I'll be there, you know, for sure, and I'll play, of course. But it's actually, you know, not just me. You know, I've talked a lot to guys from the team, from Atlanta United, and to staff from Atlanta United, and they were super excited, you know, for them to be a part of it.
So who can we expect from Atlanta United?
It's still in the works, but I know that, you know, Leandro Gonzalez-Perez is going to be there. Brad Guzan is going to be there. They're MLS All-Stars as well, so they'll be there. And a bunch of different other guys, you know, Michael Parkhurst and Kevin Kratz and Jeff Lorenowitz. So guys that, you know, have been with Atlanta United from the start that, you know, are here. Are also, you know, very excited for that to go back to the city of Atlanta, just because the city of Atlanta and the people here have really welcomed us with open arms and have really been such a big part of what we've been able to accomplish on the field. So it's always a great thing when we can give back and you know, give something back to those people that have always supported us.
So where should people go to find out more information about the Golf Classic, purchase tickets to be able to be a part of it? Where should they go?
So pretty simple, GresselmaniaGolfClassic.com.
That is very simple.
Yeah, very, very simple. You know, just you have all the info there. There's also some emails and some phone numbers you can call And if you have any more questions about it, but you can download our, you know, sponsorship letters, all those kind of things on that website. And yeah, just sign up.
And there are still opportunities for sponsors to get involved.
Yes.
And all that information, GresselManiaGolfClassic.com. Is that right?
Yep. Very simple.
There it is. If you're just joining us, talking to Julian Gressel about his first annual Gressel Mania Golf Classic happening September 3rd at TCP Sugarloaf in Duluth. So we already talked about, you know, soccer in the streets, how you guys will, well, you will be doing this to benefit them in hopes of getting them another station soccer field. You had the opportunity to go and experience that, like you mentioned. What would you say is one of the things that you really like or love about soccer in the streets?
Just how they impact the community, you know, and communities in Atlanta, the different types of communities where, you know, where they help kids develop into leaders, into community leaders in their specific area. And, you know, it goes much beyond soccer. That's what I like about it, where, yeah, they have that soccer aspect with it, where they have organized training sessions and organized games and an organized schedule. But at the same time, they're doing a lot to really develop these kids and into growing up and becoming, you know, leaders, like I said, in their community. And that's just something where I think is a great thing. You know, obviously not everybody's going to be able to go on and then be a professional soccer player and all of that. So they have to be prepared for what's ahead in life. And that's where Soccer in the Streets is doing a great job. And that's why, you know, is a big reason why I chose them as well, where they just have, you know, those type of programs for the kids.
Have you ever seen anything like what they're doing, meaning the soccer fields near train stations? Have you seen that before? Because I didn't. When they first told me about it and I went to the field, I was completely shocked and loved everything about it. So I don't know about you. Have you seen anything like that?
No, before? I haven't. Yeah, never seen anything like that before.
I think that's so awesome. And when I was talking to them before, they talked about just having that transportation for the kids. And I can say that's the part that I really love and adore about soccer in the streets. So with you having this event, what would you say is a reason that people should come be a part of it? Outside of course, what it's benefiting and going towards a good cause such as soccer in the streets.
If you just want to have a good time on the golf course, you know, with some Atlanta United players. And yeah, like I said, we're going to have fun, you know, it's going to be a cool day, out on the golf course. And, you know, you can get to know some soccer players on a more personal level away from the soccer field, away from the big stadium, away from, you know, playing, you know, and that's what I really want it to be about, where people can come out and meet us as normal people, and not just as these Atlanta United players. So, that's really what I'm looking forward to, and yeah, hopefully it'll be a lot of fun.
Has there been any bickering a little bit about who's going to win, who, you know, will take the crown at the first Gresselmania Golf
well,
Classic?
I'm going to try and win, to be honest with you.
I would hope so. It's your classic.
But no, we'll see. Yeah, I mean, the guys are really excited. Brad Guzan has already started talking some smack, and he's going to... He definitely wants to beat everybody. But like I said, it'll be a fun day and be fun first, I think. But at the same time, we'll have some good prizes and some really cool stuff to win.
And this is something that you look to continue to do on a yearly basis.
Yeah, obviously you never really know what happens in the soccer world and where I'll be. I could be traded or all those kind of things, which we'll kind of just have to see and take as it comes. But if I stay in the city of Atlanta, then I would like this to be something long-term and something I do every year, yeah.
Nice. So from a person who gave himself the rating of a 7 or 8 on the golf course, I am fairly new to the game of golf, and I've been taking lessons. What advice would you give to a left-handed beginner amateur golfer?
You're already playing the wrong way, so as left-handed. No, I'm just kidding.
My clubs really are backwards, though. Like,
it's really hard for me because I kind of just go out and just swing it. You know, it's come pretty natural to me, so I would have to watch you actually do it, and then I'd be able to give you a tip, maybe.
Okay. But
just, you know, the biggest thing is to practice. Same with soccer. You just got to go out there and actually practice it, because no Tiger Woods ever fell from the skies. You know, he put a lot of hours in. I put a lot of hours in on the soccer field, and I'm sure all the pros did. So that's really the first thing you got to do.
I can honestly say, for me, putting has been my biggest challenge. And you would think it would be easy, but putting is very difficult for me.
It is. It's very difficult, yeah.
Because I seriously have to watch, okay, is the green a little higher on this side? Yeah. The wind?
It'll read it perfect, yeah.
I know. And I didn't think it would be that difficult, like at all. What was your hardest or what was your biggest challenge when you first started golf?
It is probably still putting.
Really?
Yeah.
So I'm not the only one.
Look not. Woo-hoo. Yeah. I mean, putting is tough, and I'm a pretty good ball striker, I want to say, where I can hit the ball pretty well and pretty far and all that. But when it comes to those 10, 15 foot putts that you kind of should make when you want to shoot a good score, then when the pressure's on, it's always tough. So that's something. Yeah. I mean, just kind of have to practice, like I said, practice and do it all over again to be consistent, and that's it.
See, listeners, if you plan on going to WrestleMania, I just gave you some inside scoop here on a little bit of his weakness on the golf course. So remember it. Listen to it. LaRisha Harris here. Again, Julian Gressel in the studio with me. We're talking all about WrestleMania Golf Classic happening September 3rd. TCP Sugarloaf in Duluth. That website, again, for anyone to go and find out more. Also for sponsors to find the information as well.
WrestleManiaGolfClassic.com. Pretty simple.
Want to just talk to you about Atlanta United. You guys have been doing your thing. What would you say is your favorite aspect of the organization?
I mean, it has to be the fans, you know, and then the way we've been treated ever since we got here, you know, and ever since we started as a club. It's been, I think, very, very, yeah, I don't want to say they didn't expect it, but I think the club actually didn't expect it to be that great.
I don't think anybody in Atlanta expected it.
So it's been amazing, and it's been a lot of fun to be a part of it as a player, you know, that has been on the pitch from the first game, you know, that has won a championship now. And, you know, now we kind of obviously push on, and we've had some ups and downs this year. But, you know, this doesn't take anything away from what we did before and kind of what we continue to do with filling the stadium and creating this atmosphere that, you know, everybody raves about, everybody I speak to at least raves about. And that's really been the most fun, you know, to interact with fans and to be able to create those kind of atmosphere.
Have you had the opportunity to see the parade that leads into the stadium? I'm sure people video it all the time. Have you ever seen it on video
where fans kind of go from the tailgate
they go from what is it, the gulch into
I've seen parts of it, not like the whole thing, so I've seen like little clips of it.
I was completely amazed, blown away when I went.
That's exactly what I mean, you know, what the fans do for us and for the city, I think, is so special. And, you know, me giving back with this WrestleMania Golf Classic is just a little bit of saying thank you.
So again, the details of WrestleMania Golf Classic, what people can expect when they come to participate, what all will take place while you're out there and afterwards.
Yeah, so pretty simple. You know, we'll have a fun time on the course. We'll just get play a little scramble and be able to win some good prizes on the course. We have some good fans that will join us and some players from Atlanta United. That will come out and have a good time with us. And before, we'll obviously just be hanging out as normal people, you know, especially me and some other players. Then during the round, we'll just have a fun time, you know, with your foursome, with your partners. And like I said, you can win some good prizes. And afterwards, we'll have a little dinner party where we'll have a silent auction with, you can win a custom bird scooter, you can win some signed Atlanta United gear, you can win a driver, you can win Matt Ryan signed some stuff for us.
Wow, this is like top notch stuff here.
Yeah, so it's fun, you know, and it'll be a fun day, and we'll hopefully have a good time, and with all proceeds going to a great cause, you know, that's kind of the headliner of it all.
I feel like I should come just so I can be a part of this, the drive contest you mentioned to possibly, no, what was it? Hole in one.
Yeah.
Yes.
To win a Mercedes.
To win a Mercedes.
It's definitely something.
I think that might be the hot commodity of the day.
Yeah. I'll try and make it a pretty easy hole as well, but we'll see what Mercedes has to say.
Oh, you are selecting it.
Yeah. I'm setting the whole course and I'll be able to kind of decide what hole and all that. So we'll see.
Uh-oh. I don't know. This one might be difficult.
Yeah, but, you know, I'm so thankful, you know, for especially Mercedes to really be on board with this from the start. Obviously, like I mentioned earlier, we have the PGA Tour Superstore. You know, Atlanta United has been very, very helpful from the start. We have a couple of the sponsors like Piedmont Hospital, you know, have been on it from the start. Cahaba Wealth Company has been there. They've already signed up, and Invistocom has already signed up. So we've got some good sponsors and some good golfers out, you know, that will make it a fun day and the tough competition as well.
LaRisha Harris here. Julian Gressel, he's been in the studio with me. We've been talking all about the first annual Gresselmania Golf Classic, again happening September 3rd, TCP Sugarloaf in Duluth. Final words about why people should participate.
You just want to have a good time and come out, like I said earlier, be a really relaxed day, and all goes to a really great cause. You know, something that is dear to me and dear to all of us at Atlanta United, with Soccer in the Streets. And I mean, if you kind of just want to get to know us as Atlanta United soccer players on a little personal level, we're happy to join us and like I said, have a good time on the golf course and enjoy some time together.
Julian Gressel, thank you so much for joining me to talk about the first annual Gresselmania Golf Classic. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thank you so much.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.